Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
Are you an early bird or a night owl? Today I'm going to tell you about my 3 a.m. morning routine and why being an early bird is way better for you when you're going through tough times. My name is Craig Ballantyne. I'm the host of Early to Rise Radio. Of course, it'd be Early to Rise Radio. And today I'm going to give you the 7 steps that also allow you to be an early bird and have a great morning routine, even if you're not the type of person who wants it. Now, let's go back to that question. Are you an early bird or a night owl? And why is it better to be an early bird if you're going through tough times? Well, here's the thing. There's really two times of the day when you can really get stuff done and really think and work on your number one problem in life. And that's early in the morning or late at night when everyone else is in bed. Now, if you do this late at night, right? Everybody wants to be a night owl. It's so cool, right? And society makes like all the movies, like all the cool people do stuff at night. And everybody says, oh yeah, that's when artists work is late at night, which is not true. A lot of artists and writers actually write first thing in the morning, but everybody thinks that being a night owl is cool. But if you're going through a tough time, being a night owl is actually it's going to be harder for you to work on your toughest work because at night you have all those temptations. There's alcohol, there's Netflix, it's your family, your wife and all these things, sports that are going to distract you. And it's going to be hard for you to work on your number one thing. Now, on the flip side, in the morning, you're also going to be in a much better mood because at night you have the fluorescent lights, depressing, it's dark. And if you're going through a dark time, adding a dark environment is going to make things harder and worse. And you might go down a spiral into a bad situation. But if you get up in the morning, you have more optimism. The sun is coming up. No one's bothered you. You can wake up, you maybe had a good night's sleep, even if you're going through tough times. And you wake up and you can go and you have focus on your number one problem. Plus, as I believe, you can give your brain orders, marching orders at night, and your subconscious mind will solve those problems. So when you wake up in the morning, go to bed on time, you wake up in the morning and you work on your number one problem, you're going to have a better opportunity, a better chance, a better probability of solving your bigger problems and getting out of tougher times faster than if you tried to do things at night. When it's kind of like in desperation mode, right? It's like when you're going against the deadline's coming. Oh my gosh, I got to throw up some prayers, some Hail Marys. And it works. But if you get up in the morning and you attack the day and you win the day and you own your morning, you're going to be more successful. So I alluded earlier, I said I'm 3 a.m. morning routine. Right now we have 2 kids under 2. And almost every single night, our 6-month-old who's teething gets up at, like last night it was 12:30. So I fed her and went back to bed. But sometimes she gets up at 2:30 in the morning and I feed her. And now I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I usually get up at 4. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to go back to bed for an hour because if I go back to bed, I'll probably sleep till 5 o'clock and that'll mess things up. So I'm going to get up right now and start working on my number one priority. I've done the planning and preparation the night before, and that's allowed me to crush my mornings. Right now, I'm writing a new book, The Dark Side of Discipline or Effortless Discipline. I'm not sure which one of those titles it's going to be, but I have to get up and I have to write 500 to 1,000 words first thing in the morning, and then I have to run my business. And so having our daughter get up in the middle of the night is actually helping me get my book done faster. And yes, I go to bed super early, 7 o'clock, 7:30 at night. So I'm getting about 6.5 to 7 hours of sleep per night, even when it's interrupted. Now, the world is set up to reward the early bird. The world is set up in a way that most people operate on a 9-to-5 system. And so if you're an entrepreneur, you probably have hours that are similar to that. You have meetings in between that 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. It's not the same as when my parents were working and 9-to-5 was a little more set in stone, but today we still kind of operate on that. So it's difficult to be a night owl. It's difficult for somebody to work really late because they tend to have meetings in the morning. And if you're working till 2 or 3 in the morning and then you have a meeting at 9, it's tough to come in with great energy. So again, the world is just set up in a way for you to be an early bird. So even if you don't want to be an early bird, you tend to have to be one if you want to be successful. So here are the steps in order to get more out of your morning. And the first thing you need to do is make sure that you do not have a long morning routine. Do not have a long morning routine. There are very popular books out there like The Morning Miracle that teach you a 90-minute morning routine. You don't have time for that. In fact, research shows you have the greatest discipline, willpower, and intention first thing in the morning. So that's when you should get up and work on your number one problem or opportunity. You have a problem in your life, you need to solve it, get up right away and start working on it before anybody else gets up in the house. And that's when you're gonna have the greatest focus in most cases. So do that. Make sure that you have that plan in place to get up and do it, which leads us to the second step of you need better planning and preparation than ever before. You should plan and prepare today for your morning. So if 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, make sure that you have your plan in place today for tomorrow morning. If you're doing your to-do list in the morning, you're already too late, because again, you have the greatest discipline, willpower, and intention first thing in the morning. And if you're getting up and trying to figure out what to do with the day, you're using up that great opportunity to move ahead. The third thing you need to do is you need to have your big why. Your big why will drive you to move ahead in life. So my big why, I really love writing books. I really have an important message about discipline I want to get out to the world. I've already written 3 books, but I've got another one here. And I want to use that book to grow my business. And that message is going to help so many people. And I was put here on this earth to help people get more disciplined, more structured, and have more success. It's the big why that drives me to write my book at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, this isn't a forever thing. I'm going to assume, you know, the kids are going to be a little bit older. They're going to sleep through the night. I'm going to start going and sleeping till 4:30 in the morning from 8 o'clock. But right now, this big why is driving me ahead to get that book done. What we say in our business is your values and vision drive every decision. Your values and vision come from your big why. So your big why, like here, what am I put on this earth to do? What's driving me? And my family matters the most to me, so it drives me forward. Then I understand that my values are to grow the business, to help people, to help my family. And then that leads me to creating a vision for my life, which is I know exactly I want to publish this book by a certain date. I want to get more customers from it. I want to support my family. I want to move my family here. I want to live this life. This is what my life is going to look like. That's my vision. I have my values, my vision. They now drive every daily decision. And that includes my morning routine. So I don't have a long morning routine. I have my planning and preparation done the day before. I'm driven and motivated internally by my big why, my values and my vision. And the next thing I need to do is get up in the morning and eat that frog. And I've talked about this already. Now, eating that frog, what it means is doing the hardest thing first. And that quote comes from Mark Twain. Mark Twain, the famous writer, once said, if your job is to eat a frog, best thing to do is eat that frog first thing in the morning. And if your job is to eat 2 frogs, best thing to do is eat the biggest frog first. Now, ain't nobody eating real frogs here, unless you're living down in New Orleans and eating some frog legs. But what this really means is that the frog represents your hardest task, and you have the greatest discipline, willpower, and say it with me, you have the greatest discipline, willpower, and intention first thing in the morning to eat the frog, to do the hardest thing. And the longer you procrastinate on the hardest thing, like if you say, I'll do it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, well, first of all, you're not gonna have any motivation at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're gonna be tired from lunch, and you're gonna have so many emergencies that came up, and you're gonna be addicted to your social media, and you're gonna be answering another email because you've been in your email all day. You're not gonna get the hard work done at 2 o'clock. Ain't nobody eating a frog at 2 o'clock. You got to eat it first thing in the morning. So that's the next rule here. Get up in the morning and eat that frog. You don't need 2 hours. You don't need an hour. You can get a lot of work done on your number one problem in life in just 15 minutes. So let's say right now, everybody in your house gets up at 6:30. Kids get up and go to get ready for school. Your spouse gets up at 6:30 to help the kids. And right now you're getting up at 6:30. Where do you have time to eat the frog? Get up at 6:50. I know what you're thinking. 15 minutes. What am I going to get done? If you plan and prepare the night before, you can get up, know what your number one task is, go right into it for 15 minutes and you get a lot of work done. Especially if you go back to that subconscious mind thing and at 9 o'clock at night before you go to bed, you write down on a post-it note and you say, here's the problem I want my brain to solve. I know what you're thinking, this sounds crazy. My brain is going to solve problems overnight. Yes, it is. You tell your brain what problem to solve. And when you wake up in the morning, it will have solved the problem. There's an amazing story about this from Earl Nightingale. Earl Nightingale was talking about Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill wrote the book, Think and Grow Rich. Now, Think and Grow Rich, like they had to submit the final title and manuscript on a certain date. And 3 hours before the deadline, the book was not called Think and Grow Rich. It was called Use Your Noodle to Get the Boodle. Use Your Noodle to Get the Boodle. That was the title of the book. Imagine if Think and Grow Rich was released as Use Your Noodle to Get the Boodle. Napoleon Hill didn't like it. So what did he do? Did he sit down at his writing desk and like write out a whole bunch of titles? No, he didn't. He went and had a nap. He went and had a nap and his subconscious mind did the work. And he woke up with the idea of Think and Grow Rich, and the rest is history. And that's proof that your subconscious mind can do the work. So if you give your brain a problem to solve overnight, and then you wake up early, your brain will tell you what to do next. And in 15 minutes, you can get all that stuff out of your head and solve your problem. That's how I write my books. I tell my brain, all right, brain, tonight, you have to write chapter two. And chapter two is about this. Here are the three bullet points I want you to write about. And I wake up in the morning and I go down to my computer and the three bullet points are there. And the words just flow out of me in 15 minutes, 500 words. 500 words, 6 days a week for 15 minutes, 3,000 words a week. In 10 weeks, a 30,000 word book is done. If your biggest problem in life is you need to get out of credit card debt, 15 minutes in the morning going through your numbers and figuring things out, 6 days a week, 90 minutes a week, 15 minutes in the morning, you are going to get out of credit card debt faster than somebody who says, yeah, I'll try and figure it out at 2 o'clock today. That's the power of your subconscious mind and the power of eating that frog first thing in the morning. The next thing you need to do is identify your magic time, time of day when you're three times more creative, productive, and energetic, and be ruthless about protecting that for yourself. It might be at 9 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning. Chances are you have a very scheduled out morning. You have meetings, you're taking calls, you're doing emails. What you need to do is protect that. Do the best you can in your work environment to stop taking meetings or calls during the time of day that you know you can get into the flow. You can get into that phone-free friction flow, right? So there's no friction from your phone. You put it away and you're in the natural flow and you just feel more energized. So what you need to do first is you need to sit back and do some self-reflection and introspection to figure out when that time is. Once you've done that and you've identified that, your next job is to block it on your schedule. If you can't get it every single day, try and get it three times per week, two times per week if you have to, and then do your hardest work inside of that time. So eat the frog again during that time when you're in that great flow state, and that will move you ahead in life faster. The next thing you have to do is use discipline, and discipline comes through subtraction. So if you are constantly distracted throughout the day, it's probably because your phone. Now, how are you going to be more focused and less distracted? By making sure your phone is in another room. Turn it off. Use the Opal app, which blocks you from using internet sites and applications and blocks you from getting phone calls and whatever it is that you need to block yourself with. You build a fence around yourself so it's phone free. That's how you get the discipline to do the work. And that goes with the next thing that you need to do if you want to be more productive, is to say no. You can't do everything. So you have to stop saying yes to every request that comes your way, and you have to be ruthless with your time and say no, especially in your morning routine when you are more productive. So if someone says, hey, let's go do cold plunging, it's really great. No, it's not. I don't have time for a long morning routine. I don't have time for this. I got to say no, because I'm focused on what matters, because it goes back to your values and vision, which are driving you forward. Your values and vision, when you know what really matters to you, it becomes very easy to say no to all the requests. And finally, the last thing you need to understand for your morning routine to be successful is that success loves speed. Success loves speed. When you have the opportunity, you got to jump on it right away. When you have a problem, you got to solve it right away. Because if you don't solve a problem, it gets worse and worse and worse. And if you don't take advantage of an opportunity, it disappears. So success loves speed, and delay will kill your dreams. When you put all of those things in place, no matter if you're naturally an early bird or not, you will begin to start being more productive in the morning. You will take advantage of the morning hours. You will then triple your productivity and move ahead faster than everybody else, whether it's your business competition or whether it's the other people in the office. And you will finally succeed. You will get the results that you deserve because of all the hard work that you're putting in. So you can tell me if you're an early bird or a night owl in the comments down below. But the world is pushing us to become early birds. And this is the formula for you to maximize it, even if it goes against your natural tendencies. So let me know if you're an early bird or a night owl in the comments down below. And tell me if you disagree with something that I said, because that'll help me make my future content even better and persuade you to get up in the morning and crush it every single day.